Aaron Rodgers continued to humiliate himself over the past week regarding his claims about his COVID-19 vaccination status. Of course, we know now he lied to the public and his teammates. Rodgers also is more willing to believe a podcaster than the top medical experts in the country, which, considering his position and wealth, he could have easily had access to. And speaking of wealth, NFL fined Rodgers $14,000 for his violations of NFL COVID-19 protocol. Wow. Did the math, I think Rodgers earns that per pass, so real tough penalty there, NFL. Rodgers also claimed he was allergic to the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, so guess the podcaster forgot to tell Aaron about the J&J vaccine, didn't he? Now, while he's saying he's not an anti-vaxxer, he made the decision for himself, as if to buffer against being called an influencer, the reality is, he is just that. An influencer. Comes with the territory, consequences and all. But thankfully, Rodgers and the rest like him are in the vast minority, the most stubborn part, but still a shrinking minority, came across this poll by Scientific Reports. He polled about 6,000 American adults, found that 1 in 5, 21.4% to be more precise, are unwilling to take the COVID-19 vaccine. Looking at a breakdown, the only major city in the survey that came close to that number was Dallas, 19.7%. New Yorkers, 10.1%, are unwilling to get the vaccine. Let's see, Chicago, 11.2%, Los Angeles, 11.5%. For those refusing to take the vaccine, half of that small number say they're not going to budge. There's nothing you could say, nothing you could show them that will convince them to reconsider. Also, contrary to previous polls, researchers found that education, race, gender, did not provide any clear link to any unwillingness to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Survey also shows 82% of Americans agree that the pandemic is a serious threat to public health. However, did the math, very good, 18% think the COVID vaccines are more dangerous than the virus itself. The Aaron Rodgers story made me think about Colin Kaepernick as well and his kneeling for the national anthem rather than standing. Did his reason have a valid point? Yeah. Do you know what it was? Well, most don't. It was to raise attention about police misconduct against black people in the wake of all the recent assaults by police which were making the news for, it seemed like, one week after another. When you want to present a message, you need to do it in a way that's relevant and will place a direct focus on your cause. Using a blanket statement trying to present a specific cause will distract from your cause because it's wrongly attacking others. In many cases, these voices are really more arrogance than cause because they're asking you to look at them and their beliefs, believing that their ideas and words matter more than yours.